You're listening to SBS News.
Still reeling from one national emergency, Australia was hit by another. Mark Binskin, chair of the Royal Commission into National Natural Disaster Arrangements, opened witness hearings with a statement for bushfire survivors that COVID-19 has stolen some attention, but they have not been forgotten.
The tragic loss of life, the destruction of homes, the significant loss of livestock and millions of hectares of forest has been devastating and continues to deeply affect people and their recovery. In many cases, the ongoing effects of the bushfire season are being further compounded by the measures necessary to address the COVID-19 pandemic.
The Bureau of Meteorology's opening statement outlined the weather patterns preceding the bushfire season that's come to be known as the Black Summer. The Bureau's Dr. Carl Braganza told the Royal Commission extreme weather events are becoming more frequent with long protracted periods of record warm temperatures. He told the Commission the 2019-2020 bushfire season played out just as the Bureau predicted.
Thankfully for our forecasts at least, that's how things turned out, but unfortunately the conditions turned out to be very severe. So things really played out the way our forecast models, both in climate and weather, suggested they would.
And he says future forecasts are just as grim. Dr. Braganza told the Commission they expect more heat waves, hotter droughts and a fire season that's longer and more intense.
We are extending the fire season at both ends, and for eastern Victoria and south coast New South Wales, I think it's around 21 days or a month into autumn.
Over the Black Summer period, 33 people died and 3,000 homes were destroyed, hundreds in the Shoalhaven, New South Wales. But the region's Mayor Amanda Findlay says she's sceptical about the Royal Commission.
There's been 55 other commissions have been held throughout Australia over the last 100 years, and many of those recommendations from those commission of inquiries have never actually been enacted. You know, they're cherry-picked for some things, but people in the Shoalhaven were not in favour of a royal commission. They wanted to see action.
The fires crossed the New South Wales-Victorian border. David Wortman, Mayor of the Tawong Shire in Victoria's far northeast, says in the very least he hopes the Royal Commission can fix the communication gap between the states.
Between CFA and RFS, their radios aren't compatible, and we're really hoping that the Royal Commission can find a solution for this, because it's so important to be able to communicate with emergency services on both sides of the border.
The Commission heard the so-called Black Summer is the most damaging fire season in 100 years nationally, but the worst on record for New South Wales. The state's firefighting service will keep a $51 million donation raised by comedian Celeste Barber after the Supreme Court ruled the funds cannot be shared. Justice Michael Slattery handed down his ruling in Sydney.
Can the trustees pay money to other charities or rural fire services, whether in New South Wales or the other Australian states and territories, to assist in providing relief to persons and animals affected by bushfires? The court answers that question no.
But the court will allow the money to be used to set up a fund to support injured volunteers and the families of those killed. Ms. Barber responded on social media.
I had hoped, because it was such a big and unprecedented amount, that it could be distributed. But the money will be in the very capable, very grateful hands of the New South Wales RFS.
New South Wales Rural Fire Service Deputy Commissioner Rob Rogers says $20 million has already been allocated to brigades across the state for equipment,
so that we can move ahead and start using this money for the benefit of our volunteer firefighters, and just making sure that we're doing everything we can to equip them to the best standard ahead of the next fire season.
The cost of the court case will come out of the donations fund. Abby Dinham, SBS News.